day the firelands may be, when Trilorn is old and feeble. Men could go southward as they pleased, for there was no wall to bar the way. Many must have done so, looking for new lands in which to settle. What happened to Shyvane happened to them also, and it must have wrecked many minds, so many that the scientists of the First Dynasty built the wall to prevent madness from spreading through the land. I cannot believe that this is true, but the legend says that it was made in a single day, with no labor, out of a cloud that encircled the world. He fell into a reverie, and for a moment, Braildon did not disturb him. His mind was far in the past, picturing his world as a perfect globe, floating in space while the Ancient Ones threw that band of darkness around the equator. False though that picture was in its most important detail, he could never wholly erase it from his mind. As the last few feet of the wall moved slowly past his eyes, Shyvane needed all his courage, lest he cry out to be lowered again. He remembered certain terrible stories he had once dismissed with laughter, for he came of a race that was singularly free from superstition. But what if, after all, those stories had been true, and the wall had been built to keep out some horror from the world? He tried to forget these thoughts, and found it not hard to do so once he had passed the topmost level of the wall. At first, he could not interpret the picture his eyes brought him. Then he saw that he was looking across an unbroken black sheet, whose width he could not judge. The little platform came to a stop, and he noted with half-conscious admiration how accurate Braildon's calculations had been. Then, with a last word of assurance to the group below, he stepped onto the wall and began to walk steadily forward. At first it seemed as if the plain before him was infinite, for he could not even tell where it met the sky. But he walked on, unfaltering, keeping his back to Trilorn. He wished he could have used his own shadow as a guide, but it was lost in the deeper darkness beneath his feet. There was something wrong. It was growing darker with every footstep he took. Startled, he turned around and saw that the disk of Trilorn had now become pale and dusky, as if seen through a darkened glass. With mounting fear, he realized that this was by no means all that had happened. Trilorn was smaller than the sun he had known all his life. He shook his head in an angry gesture of defiance. These things were fancies, he was imagining them. Indeed, they were so contrary to all experience that somehow he no longer felt frightened, but strode resolutely forward, with only a glance at the sun behind. When Trilorn had dwindled to a point and the darkness was all around him, it was time to abandon pretense. A wiser man would have turned back there and then, and Shyvane had a sudden nightmare vision of himself lost in this eternal twilight between earth and sky, unable to retrace the path that led to safety. Then he remembered that as long as he could see Trilorn at all, he could be in no real danger.